Looking for Power, a True Story by Joe Rose. One night several years ago, I was giving three young men a ride home from my house in Colorado Springs to their apartment on the north side of town. We had just finished a youth group meeting at my home. One of the young men started talking to me and said that he didn't believe in God, but was looking for power in his life. He told me that he had been on drugs for several years and was in Cedar Springs Hospital several times for drug abuse. He was dropping acid in his eyes to get high. As we talked, I asked him if he ever considered Jesus. He said that a relative had talked to him about Jesus and the disciples many years ago, but he didn't believe in Jesus or God. Although, he said he was studying Eastern religions and the stars to find power. Let me interrupt this story and ask you, friend, are you searching for power in your life? Are you empty inside? Perhaps your job, drugs, sex, or alcohol are not giving you what you are looking for? When you are quiet by yourself, do you know something is wrong deep inside? If you answered no to these questions, don't read this any further. If you answered yes to any of these questions and are serious about finding the answers, get ready for your life to never be the same and please continue. I asked this young man if he was willing for me to pray for him. He reminded me that he didn't believe in God. I told him that didn't change the fact that there is a loving God who made him and loved him so much he sent his only son to die for him. I told him that at that moment the Holy Spirit was witnessing to me that he was calling for him to meet his son, Jesus. Again, the young man reminded me that he didn't believe in God. I said if there really is no God, then I will be praying into empty space. But if there is a God and you really want to know, then God will manifest himself to you right here. He said, okay, you can pray. I prayed that God would immediately show this young man that he was the power of the universe and the one he was looking for. I also prayed that God would introduce him to Jesus and that his search would end. When I finished praying, this young man opened his eyes and said that he now realizes there is a God. I explained that we are spiritually dead in trespasses and sin, Ephesians 2:1, and it is because of Adam's disobedience that we were made sinners, Romans 5:19. Additionally, we all have personally sinned, Romans 3:23, and the result of this sin is spiritual and someday physical death, Romans 6:23. But God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on a cross so we wouldn't have to perish for our sins, but could have eternal life with him, John 3:15 16. Knowing Jesus brings eternal life, John 17:3. This young man could come to know Jesus right now by calling on Jesus as his Lord, Romans 10:13. As we stood there talking, the Holy Spirit showed him that this was the truth. The young man then called on Jesus as his Lord and Savior and personally met Christ. His search for power was over, as he had met the Creator of the earth and heavens. Friend, you have just read enough of the truth for you to end your search too. Right now, please consider calling on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He loves you. He wants you to come to him right now. He wants to give you eternal life.